people. So as promised, just a little bit of an introduction to the halachos of Dalet Minim. So the pasuk that talks about Dalet Minim is really one pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Ulakachtem lechem b'yoyim arishin, priyetz hader, kapis tmarim, v'naf etz avoyis, v'arvei nachal, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem, shivas yamim." Now it's interesting. There are two mitzvahs d'iraisa that a yid observes on Sukkos. You have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, and you have the mitzvah of Sukkah. Basukkah stage for shivas yamim. The first half of the Masechta dealt primarily with the laws of Sukkah, and the second half of this Masechta is going to deal primarily with the halachos of Dalet Minim. In the pasuk itself, there's a very obvious difference between the mitzvah of Lulav and the mitzvah of Sukkah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Torah made a very big deal why it is we sin in a Sukkah. Basukah is teishvu shivas yomim kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukas. L'man yeidu deirei seichem. Ki basukah is hashavti es b'nei Yisrael b'yitzi oysa me'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem elokeichem. The Torah gave a reason of why it is you sit in a sukkah. Now, as machlokes tanoim, there were different messiahs, what that reason even meant. Rabbi Eliezer said, Zeichel anani akovid. Rabbi Akiva said, Zeichel asukkah's mamish. But the point is, leman yedu deirei seichem. And we mentioned the Bach many times that says that because the Torah says, leman yedu deirei seichem, this time of the cry is something that actually infiltrates, it penetrates the actual mitzvah. That when you're sitting in a sukkah, you have to have in mind why you're doing the mitzvah. Leman yedu deirei seichem, ki besukkah say shafti es b'nei Yisrael. Meaning, even if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, here mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And even if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that usually means you just have to have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah. But over here, it's not enough that you have in mind you're doing a mitzvah. Over here, you have to have in mind the reason that you're doing it. And according to the Bikurei Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, it's even ma'akiv that kavana. So when it comes to sukkah, the time of the cross is so critical in the actual mitzvah. When it comes to Dalet Minim, Torah doesn't tell us any reasons. Torah simply says, "Ulakachtem lechem b'yoyim arishin, priyetz hader, kapis tmarim, ve'anaf etz aves, v'arvei nachal, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim." There's no explanation for why it is you take the Dalet Minim. And the truth is, it's so unclear that if you look in the Midrashim and in the Rishonim, there's so many different reasons that are given. If there's many answers to one question, that means there's no one clear answer, right? Why do you sin in a sukkah? Okay, there was machlokes tanum. I don't understand the pasuk, but at the very least, the Torah gave us guidance. We have an idea of why it is we sit in a sukkah. Why there's a mitzvah to take Dalet Minim? Nobody knows. And it's for that reason that there's a whole discussion in the Midrashim to try to understand a little bit. What are we doing? Ma'inyin shmita etzel arsina. Ma'inyin dalet minim etzel yontif sukkos. The yontif of sukkos is eichel anani akovid. Something to do with yetzias mitzrayim. Comes after a shani yom kippur. All of a sudden there's a mitzvah. Uvelakachtam lechem b'yoyim harishin. So the truth is, this is a very long discussion, especially if we're going to go through all the different chazals and the machshavis and some of the primius atayra. And Be'ez Hashem, hopefully as we go through the latter part of the Masechta, we'll be able to get to some of it. But just to see a glimpse into what the Mefarshei HaMitzvah is, most notably the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim, and the Sefer HaChinuch say, Poshib Zhat, what is the mitzvah of Dalet Minim all about? So the Rambam says that the reason there's a mitzvah of Dalet Minim, we mentioned this already in the Masechta, she is simcha v'sosoin al yitziyosam min hamidbar, shahoya loimokim zera v'te'ena v'gefen v'rimoin, umayim ein lishtois, el mokim atzei pri v'naharis. Hashem wanted a zecher to the fact that the Yidden left the midbar. We should remember that we were in the midbar, we didn't have a priyetz hadar, we didn't have kapis tmarim, we didn't have anaf etz aves, we didn't have arvei nachal. Now that we're in Eretz Yisrael, we do. And to remember the fact that we left the midbar, we entered Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to take these 4 minutes. Now the truth is, when we were in the midbar, we didn't have apples, we didn't have oranges, we didn't have bananas, there were a lot of things we didn't have. So why is it that we take an esrig? Why is it that we take a lulav? Why isn't this? So the Rambam gives different reasons for it. He says, number one, these are beautiful peiros. If someone's a bucky and peiros, he would understand that. He says, not just that, these are very available peiros. These are peiros that you could always find in Eretz Yisrael. Iker kiyum ha-mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem wanted that these should be peiros that are going to be readily available. He says, not just that, these are things that don't go bad. They don't go bad, so a fruit can, after 7 days, not look so nice anymore. It can physically spoil. These are things that don't spoil, and as a result, we were instructed that these are the peiros and the things that we should take. But the Rambam says, this is a zecher to the fact that we left the midbar and we entered Eretz Yisrael. It's actually a very interesting idea because there's so many mitzvahs that we do zecher li yetzias Mitzrayim. This is not Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is Zeichel Yetzias Amidbar. Right? It's the Lashon HaRambam. She is Simcha V'Sosayin Al Yetziyosam in Amidbar. It's a Zeichel Yetzias Hamidbar. Interesting concept. But that's what the Aluminum is. It's remembering the fact that we were in the Midbar. We were locked up over there for a very, very long time. And it was, there were a lot of Nisyonis over there. And Hashem took us out of the Midbar. Zeichel Yetziyosam in Amidbar. Now Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Amidbar, we have a mitzvah to take the Aluminum. The Chinuch says a different idea. The Chinuch says that the reason there's a mitzvah to take the Aluminum during Sukkot has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It has nothing to do with Yetzias Amidbar. It has nothing to do with Anani HaKovid. It has nothing to do with Sukkot Mamish. But rather, the reason there's a mitzvah is it's because of what's going on in the world at that time. We're not farmers, most of us. And as a result, we can't fully appreciate what it was like once upon a time. But Amol, a person would be Zereya, literally, Khan, and he would be Zerim Bedimma, and he would work his field, and he would have to go through seasons. It's going to rain, it's not going to rain. And then finally, there was the Chag HaOsif. There was the time where you were ready to be able to reap the rewards of all your hard work, and you were finally able to take all the things that you had worked on. That Zman of Asif was Sukkot's time. And that's why the Torah refers to Sukkot as Chag HaOsif. That's what Sukkot is. So this is the Chag HaOsif. It's the time that people go and they gather all the tefuah that grew into their fields. Says the Chinuch, this was a very, very happy time. You can understand why this was a very, very happy time. People were very, very besimcha. So the Eibishter wanted that during this time that people are besimcha, they should take that simcha and they should channel it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you should do. And that's why we have a yontif of Sukkot, of usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivat yamim. This yontif of Sukkot, which is a mitzvah that zman simcha seinu, it's something that's inherently rooted in simcha. And the idea is, because this is anyways a zman of simcha. So instead of v'simcha mazu oisa, let's take the simcha, let's channel it for a davar kodesh. Let's channel it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Chinuch, Hashem wanted us to remember constantly that the simcha that we have right now should be channeled to Hashem. So how do we remember that? We take Dalad Minim. The Dalad Minim are the maskira. These are the things that are going to remind us that even though we're besimcha right now, but this simcha is really a simcha that we're dedicating, that we're channeling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. He says, why'd we take Dalet Minim and why these Dalet Minim? So he gives reasons for it. But the yisoid of what the Dalet Minim are, his Russian is, they're maskirim. That's what they are. These are things, their function and their purpose is to remind the Yid. Tzivonu Hashem lokachas ben yodenu dvorim hamaskirin oisonu. Ki kol simchas libenu lishmoyu lechvoide. In other words, the Dalet Minim are like tzitzis. Uschartem. There's things that we have that are maskirim. They're meant to remind us. And that's what the Dal Minim is all about. This is all about being maskirim. So regardless, as you can see, it's a little bit unclear what the Pashup Shad is, why we have the mitzvah of Dal Minim. According to the Rambam, it's Zeichel Yetzias Amidbar. So Sukkot is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Sukkot component. And then the Dal Minim is a Zeicher to the Yetziah Min Hamidbar. Fascinating idea. According to the Chinuch, these are maskirim. It's to remind us that this is Man Simcha Seinu. Again, hard for us to appreciate it because the world's a little different today. But Zeicher to the fact that there's an idea that this is Man of Simcha, and to remind us to channel the Simcha in the right direction, this is something that we're supposed to do. So this is the Agada portion of the introduction to Dal Minim. As it relates to the more lumdis. So we spoke in the introduction to Lulav HaGazel, that if you go through the Pasuk, it's clear that there's two mitzvahs, Shtayim Shein Achas, in this very, very one simple Pasuk as it relates to Dal Minim. The Torah says, Ulkachtam Lechem B'yom Erishim Priya Yitzhah, the Kapas Tmar, Vanaf Yitzhav Yitzhav Yitzhav. And then it says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivaz Yom. So the ratio of the Pasuk is, Ulkachtam Lechem B'yom Erishim. The safe of the Pasuk is, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivaz Yom. So what's the Pshat? So it's before in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras that there were two mitzvahs. There was a mitzvah Dal Minim B'Mikdash, and there was a mitzvah Dal Minim B'Gvul, going backwards. In the Mikdash, the mitzvah was 7 days. Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yom. Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem means in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Mikdash, there was a mitzvah. Uvusmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yom. B'Gvulin, anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there the mitzvah was only one day. Ulekachtam Lechem B'Yom Erishin. Stating that, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh made a takana. Zeichel HaMikdash, one of the many takanas that he made Zeichel HaMikdash was that being that now there's no Mikdash, so there's going to be no Dalad Minim 7 days. So let's have Dalad Minim 7 days. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, you took Dalad Minim 1. one day. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, as a Zeichel HaMikdash, every year, no matter where he is, he has a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, to take Dalet Minim all 7 days. But the truth is that there's a very important difference in Lomdus between the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, the first day, Begvulin, and the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, 7 days, in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there's a difference in Lomdus between the mitzvah of Ulakachtem Lochem P'yoyim HaRishon and between the mitzvah of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom. We know that part and parcel of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is to take the Dalet Minim and to do Nanuim. The mitzvah is to take the Lulav and to shakel the Lulav. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Reish Nun Aleph Sevkotin Hei. Yinaneya b'shoshem mevarech. When a person makes the bracha, you make the bracha on the Tilas Lulav, so he's supposed to shakel the Lulav. V'chein yinaneya b'hoidul Hashem pamachas. And then there are different times during davening, during Hallel, that he's supposed to do nanun. By hoidul Hashem, u'b'hoidul Hashem shebesoyv shekoiflen oisoy, and then by on Hashem oishiyana, on Hashem atzlichana. So this is all mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Reish Nun Aleph. But the point is, there's a mitzvah of Nanur. Now the truth is, this mitzvah of Nanur, is it a mitzvah deraisa? It's a mitzvah derabanan? It's ma'akev? It's not ma'akev? So at first glance, it would seem to be a mafurish gemara. The gemara says on daf mem beis amid aleph, I'm going to quote the lashon gemara out of context. Ha mid da agbe nafik be. The gemara is talking about dalet minim. And the gemara says, as soon as you pick up the dalet minim, once you lift it, nothing, but at that point you're already yaitza. And all the achrayinim and even the rishayinim are medayik, that it sounds like from this gemara, mid the agve nothing, that the nanuim are not ma'akev. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to do nanuim, but at the same time, you want to know what the mitzvah of dalet minim is, just to take it. Mid the agve nothing, do a hagbah. Once you do a hagbah, you lift it off the ground, you will fulfill the mitzvah, lakachtam lechem v'yom rishon. At that point, you will yaitza in the mitzvah. Either something called nanuim, that's true, but the nanuim is not going to be ma'akev. Stating that, the Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, in Masechet Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Lamed Aleph, he asks Akasha, he says it's Sarach Iyun, and it bothers him very, very much. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Lamed Aleph discusses, at what age is a katan obligated to take Dalet Minim because of Chinuch? So a father has an obligation to be mechanech his child with mitzvahs. So what's the age at which point the father has an obligation to be mechanech his child? Says the Mishnah, katan hayoideya linaneya, chayev balul. A katan that knows how to do nanuim is chayev balul. Freik tachsam soifer. I don't understand. We just proved from the Gemara that says, mid the agbe nafikbe, that nanuim is not ma'akev. In fact, nanuim, it sounds like, is a dinderabanan. There's a nice thing to add on to your mitzvah of dalet minim. But mid the reisna for sure, mid the agbe nafikbe. Once you pick up the dalet minim, at that point, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, if that's the case, why katan hayoidea linaneya chayev alulav? Once the katan knows how to pick up a lulav, at that point, he should be obligated in a chinuch. Once he knows how to be a midda'agbe, so at that point, he knows how to be a nafikbe, so at that point, he's already shayach to the mitzvah. Once he's shayach to the mitzvah, at that point, he should be chayev mechinuch. Meaning, what's the methodology of katan hayoidea linaneya chayev alulav? What's the svar? Once the katan knows how to do the mitzvah, at that point, the father has an obligation to be mechanuch and to do the mitzvah. So if the nanuim was the mitzvah, if it's ma'akiv in the mitzvah, if it's a chiv deraisal ikuvas, I understand. But in the Gemara, it's clear. All you need to do is pick up the lulav. You don't have to do any nanuim. So I don't understand. Why isn't the halacha that once a katan knows how to pick up the lulav, at that point, the father should already have an obligation. The father should already have an obligation to be mechanechim. So the Chassam Sofer has a very big chiddush to answer this question. Maybe we'll save that for another day. But the Netziv, in his Meroy Meisa, then it's on this Mishnah right here, Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, says a beautiful teretz. It says a very big yisoid. He says, what's the mitzvah of chinuch? Pasha. The mitzvah of chinuch is chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi, gam ki yaskin lo yosim imeno. The mitzvah of chinuch is train a child to do mitzvahs like this. When he gets older, he'll be ruggel, ready to do mitzvahs. It's not that we want the katan's mitzvah. That's not what this is about. That's Torah. That's a whole different deal. Like Rav Aaron says, Mishnas Rav Aaron and the Shmuzen. But when it comes to mitzvahs, a katan's mitzvah, we're not vying for the katan's mitzvah. It's a very simple cheshbon. We want a katan to train himself to do something. It's like this, when he becomes bar mitzvah, it's going to be very easy. Right, when a child becomes bar mitzvah, so you sit him down, you tell him what a lulav is now, you tell him about tefillin, right, that's what you tell him. Those are the things he needs to know. Everything else he knows already. Why? Because he's been doing it since he's a child. That's what chinuch is all about. Says the Netziv, being that midrabbanan you have to do nanuim, even though midrashi you don't have to do nanuim, it doesn't make sense to train a child to take dalet minim where he's not going to do nanuim. Because you know what's going to happen? Gam ki yaskin layosim imena. He's going to become bar mitzvah, and he's going to get older, and he's going to be accustomed to taking dalet minim without doing the nanuim. And that goes against the whole spirit of what chinuch is all about. So says the Netziv, Klapi Shmaya Galya, if a person would pick up a lulav and he wouldn't do nanuim, like the Gemara says, Midag Be Nafik Be, of course he would fulfill the mitzvah. But this is the mitzvah of chinuch. We're not trying to get the cotton to Klapi Shmaya Galya fulfilled. This is not about the cotton's mitzvah. It's about training the cotton so when he becomes my mitzvah, he knows what to do. So then you better make sure he does it right. Because if he does it wrong, so now your whole purpose is going to backfire. You've been trying to get the cotton to do what's right, and now you just trained him how to do it wrong. So Davka Kotan Ayadeh Linanea, he knows how to do the mitzvah deraisa and the mitzvah. It's true, it's a mitzvah derabbanon. But if he doesn't know how to fulfill the mitzvah derabbanon, then there's going to be the wrong gam kiyask leyosim imena. So was passed that mitzvah from chinuch? So zokt in etziv that chsam soifot gefragt tzorich iun. He doesn't understand why isn't there a mitzvah of chinuch for the katan to be mekayim deiraisa? Zokt in etziv a dover poshin and a dover nifla. He says because the whole idea of chinuch is gam kiyask leyosim imena. If the katan doesn't know how to do it in a way that he'll need to do it when he's older, or be a midrabbanon. What's the difference? At the end of the day, he'll have to fulfill the derabbanon. So being that he won't be able to do it in that right way, that's why there's no mitzvah of chinuch at all. But the truth is this idea of the nanuim being only a dirabanon as opposed to the raisa is a tiny bit more complicated. The Mishnah says, you learned the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim kidei linanea by kasha. A lulav that's three tvachim and has an extra tefach, meaning it's really four tvachim. And the extra tefach is kidei linanea by, it allows you to do nanuim, the halacha is kasher, this lulav is going to be kosher. It sounds a little bit like the shear of a lulav, which is four tefachim midday raisa, is based on the fact that you have to have the ability to do nanuim. So the achronim ask that I understand. The Gemara said midda'ag be nafik be. Once you lift it, you're ready yaitza midday raisa. Nanuim is just extra credit. Maybe it's not even midday raisa. So why then does it infiltrate the shear? Why does the shear take the nanuim into account? Meaning, katan hayadeh l'naneya. So there the halach is, the chayav belulav. So we have the netziv, we could say lundis, where maybe chinuch takes the derabbanan into account as well. But here we're dealing with the shear d'iraisa. Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim, kidei l'naneya by kosher. It sounds like the nanuim is mid'iraisa. It sounds like it is ma'akiv. So l'chura, how do you reconcile these two ideas? On the one hand, sukkim and beizam and aleph, mid'ag ve'nafik be. Once you lift the lulav, you're ready, yoitz. It sounds like the nanuim are certainly not ma'akiv. Then you have the shear, which is predicated on there being an ability to do nanuim. Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim kidei linanea by kasha. So just one lumdis, which goes to the core of understanding the mitzvah of dal minim, and we'll pick up on this in Yetz Hashem. But the lumdis is as follows. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and this is in the Mikroi Kodesh, it's in Sukkis Chelik Beis, it's Simen Yud Zayin. So he brings a mahalach that he heard from Yedidi Hagoyin, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla. So the grip, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla, who wrote his famous magnum opus on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rabbi Sadia Goyen. So he, in his grip, said a beautiful teretz. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah, say, of Ulekachtam Lechem B'Yoyim HaRishayim and the mitzvah, say, of Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yom. Ulekachtam Lechem B'Yoyim HaRishayim, there's a mitzvah to take Dalamin. So what's the mitzvah of Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yom? There's a mitzvah to be besimcha lefnei Hashem Shivas Yom. That's the makar that in the Beis HaMikdash it was a mitzvah to take dal and minim for 7 days. Now the truth is, it doesn't say anything about dal and minim. It says Usmachtam Lufnei Hashem Alekechem Shivas Yom. Now it's in the pasuk of Ulekachtam Lechem B'Yom Rishon Priyetzadik Kapesvorm Nafisov V'Avri Nachal. So there's certainly a very glaring, not such subtle clue that we mean Dalad Minim. But at the end of the day, the Torah never said Lokachtam Lechem. The Torah never said Dalad Minim. The Torah said Usmachtam Lufnei Hashem Alekechem Shivas Yom. The teretz is that when a person takes dalim minim, it brings simcha. Again, it's hard for us to appreciate why taking dalim minim brings joy. The only joy we can understand that it brings is the simcha shal mitzvah, which is mitzvah slav lahanis nitno maybe. But the point is, once upon a time, in a very physical, practical sense, taking dalim minim was something that brought you joy, especially during that time of year. It was something that brought you joy. So there's a mitzvah of usmachtam lufnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim, and the way you're making the mitzvah of usmachtam lufnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim is by taking the dal minim. Now the truth is there are other ways as well. We're going to learn about simchas beis hasheva. Kol shalei ros simchas beis hasheva. Right, lei ros simcha b'yomim. Why was there a mitzvah of simchas beis hasheva? So if you do it, it's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says because it was a mitzvah of nisuch hamayim on Sukkos, and it says ushaftem mayim besoslin. The Rambam says it's this pasuk. Usmachtem lufnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. There was a mitzvah to be besimcha shivas yomim lufnei Hashem. That's simchas beis hasheva, and that's why it was in the beis hamikdash, because it's a din lufnei Hashem. In other words, usmachtem lufnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim doesn't only mean dalaminim. It means usmachtem lufnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. Dalaminim is a way for you to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. So said a guy in Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla. He said lefi zeh yesh lehimer. Why is there a mitzvah to do not? What's Nanuim even all about? So, Moilach, Mevi, Maila, Moirid, all the Ruchais and all the things that are above our pay grade that go on when a Yid does it. But what's Pashup Shad? Why is there a mitzvah of Nanuim? The Rishonim discuss it. He brings two Mekairis. He brings from the Talmidim of Rashi in the Sefer Pardes Agadol. The Talmidim of Rashi in Simon Kuf Pei Test. They say as follows. That Rabbeinu Shloimeh, referring to Rashi, he used to do Nanuim. Avadah, a mitzvah to do Nanuim. So he said, they were describing their Rebbe. Exactly, their Rebbe was Rashi. The way Rashi did his Nanuim, and he said he did this whole thing. And the reason he did it was because he held it that Nanuim is all about Simcha, and that's why he did it in the way he did it. And he added to that that the Pasuk says, Harim Roktu Ke'elim Hainu Nanuim. That's what Rashi said. This is like a drush from Rashi. He said, "Harim roktu ke'elim." The Talmidim of Rashi heard from their Rebbe is referring to the Nanuim. And just like the Harim roktu ke'elim b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, that's why we do the Nanuim. But the point is that what's the inyan of Nanuim? V'tamay mishum simcha. Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau said that it's mefurish in the Meiri as well. The Meiri is a mesach tesukat of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Floshen is hananuim heim lis'oirus simcha. It's all about simcha. So the Grip said Meiridik. The mitzvah's dalad minim on the first day is a mitzvah of ulekachtam lochem. The mitzvah's netila. The mitzvah's netila? Who said anything about simcha? Who said anything about nanuim? There the Gemara says in Sukkim and Bezam and Aleph, mid the agbe nafikbe. Over the mitzvah of 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, there the mitzvah's usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. The mitzvah is simcha. The dalad minim is just the hechetimtzu of simcha. Oh, but the ikum mitzvah is simcha. If the ikum mitzvah is simcha, is yesh loimar. There's an inyan to be moisif, his oiris of simcha. Haharim rok tuchim. Do anything you could do for simcha, v'shas you're taking the dalad minim. So is this a chiddush? Of course it's a chiddush. But to be miyashiv, this big pella, the contradictory insinuations from the sugyas. Are the nanuim ma'akiv or are they not ma'akiv? Here you have the shir where the nanuim seem to play a role in the shir. Mitzad sheni mida'ag be nafik be. So said, Hagoyin Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau, and Ritzi Pesach brings it from Yedidi, from his friend Hagrip. He said, Yesh loimah, there's a difference between ulakachtam lechem b'yayim erishayim and usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamin. Ulakachtam lechem b'yayim erishayim, all you need to do is a lekicha. That's mida'ag be is going to be nafik be. As it relates to shivas yamin, usmachtam, there the mitzvah simcha, sinirtskin. So, midag be nafik be, yeah, that's true as it relates to the ulekachtam lechem. Kotin ayadel and anei achaya belulav, maybe that's negeya, the smachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim. Ayin shami is mefalful, but the point is how to reconcile each individual thing and what the right nusach is in terms of how to say it. But this is just the aside. I heard once from Rabbi Shua Abishlita that he said that he heard from Rabbi Yamin Paler, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, and then he said someone told him that he heard it from Meshulam David Alevi Soloveitchik, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach. They were both mechavim to the same thing, and they wanted to say a very big chiddush, and this is just going to bring everything together, and we'll end with this, and that is a lulav agazel. is possible, not just the first day. A lulav hagadol is possible all 7 days. And the Gemara says, why? Bishlam, I mean, the first day, I understand. But the rest of Yontif, why should it be possible? So the Gemara said, because it's a mitzvah baba avera. So Rav Paler and Rav David Soloveitchik both said that yesh loymar, this that a lulav hagadol is possible because a mitzvah baba avera, that's only begvulin. That's only where the mitzvah is a mitzvah of ulakachtam lechem b'yoyim harishan. However, could be as it relates to usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim, as it relates to the mitzvah of taking dalin minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe over there there's not going to be a halacha of a lulav hagadol possible. Why? Because mitzvah baba aveiru, we spoke at this lamdus earlier in the week, that's only where the actual kiyam mitzvah is bal yadei aveiru, where the heftz of the mitzvah is bal yadei aveiru. So he said the first day of Sukkot, what's the heftz of mitzvah? It's the lulav. It's the dalet minim. That is the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? What's the heftz of the mitzvah? It's the dalet minim. If the heftz of the mitzvah is gegazelt, it's a lulav agazel. You can't be yoitza. Mitzvah baba aveiro. But the 7 days of Sukkot, what's the heftz of the mitzvah? Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekeichem shivas yom. You know what the heftz of the mitzvah is? You. Your simcha. The simcha is the heftz of the mitzvah. The dalet minim is just a way of an oifin. It's a vehicle. It's hechetimtzu for the kiyam of usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. That's all it is. So if it's all a hechetimtzu, it's a vehicle of usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. So the heft of the mitzvah is no longer the lulav. The lulav is the hechsher. It's the hechetimtzu. But the mitzvah is the smachtem. This is mamish the lumdus that we spoke at earlier in the week from Rabbi Baruch Ber. That Rabbi Baruch Ber said that if somebody would eat the first night of matzah gzula, it would be a mitzvah baba aveira. However, if somebody would eat the kezayis rishayna, the first night of Sukkot, it wouldn't be a mitzvah baba aveira. He said, because the first night of Pesach, the Erev Teichlu Matzah, the matzah is the heftz of the mitzvah. But on Sukkot, the Sukkot is the heftz of the mitzvah. You need to be Mekayim, Basukkot Teishvu. The way you're being Mekayim, Basukkot Teishvu, is by eating a little bit of challah. But the challah is just a hechetimtza for you to be Mekayim, Basukkot Teishvu. Oh, but the heftz of the mitzvah is not the challah. The heftz of the mitzvah is the Sukkot. That's the lumdus. The first day of Sukkot is the heftz of the mitzvah, the dalet minim. Lulav hagazel is possible. But the 7 days of Yontif, the smachtel of Nei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim, the heftz of the mitzvah is the simcha. The heftz of the mitzvah is the simcha, so the lulav is only the hechatimtza. Again, just to bring out the lumdus, the distinction that you have with lakachtel lechem b'yem arishayin, you have with smachtel of Nei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. But one thing is clear, and that is midday raisa, today, we only have a mitzvah of Dal Minim one day. Ulekachtam lechem b'yom rishon. Once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah for 7 days. That was usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. When we keep Sukkah 7 days, it's only a zecher. It's a zecher to the fact that once upon a time, there was a mitzvah of usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. And that's really all it is. But just to end with one last ta'ara, and that is, when we say that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah of 7 days, what does that mean? There was a mitzvah of 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. What does Mikdash mean? Pasha means Beis HaMikdash, and Dazara, Darabayis. Right? That's Pasha what it means. But as you do, the Rambam Shita is that wherever it says Mikdash, anywhere and everywhere, Mikdash means Yerushalayim. Mikdash means Yerushalayim. So here's the question. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, but we have Yerushalayim today. And the Rambam Shita is that even though Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Shait of Eloi Kitchel Asalavai, there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael today as it relates to Chumas and Maisris, but Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is Mepnei Ashchina. The Shechina is in Yerushalayim today, just like it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And for that reason, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash have Kedusha. That's the Rambam Shita by going on the Har HaBayis. But that is the Shita Ser Rambam. So if that's the case, L'chura should come out that in Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah's Dalid Minim, even Midei Raisa. You have usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim. If it's only in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But if it's in Yerushalayim, then l'chayr you should have usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim, even bizman hazeh, in Yerushalayim. That means if someone lives in Yerushalayim, and this is the old city, meaning the parts of Yerushalayim that trace themselves back to the original boundaries of Yerushalayim. So if someone's in that part of Yerushalayim, l'chayr he'd be chayim and dalim minim, potentially midei raisa. So think about it. If you're outside Yerushalayim, you don't have a mitzvah of Dalam Minim, days 2 through 7 of Sukkot. If you're in Yerushalayim, you do. So here's the question. Why don't us as Jews have an obligation to go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, but to go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, we mekayim the mitzvah of Dalam Minim? Not to be a regel and not for whatever other reason. There should be a mitzvah to go to the Ir Atika, to take Dalam Minim, to fulfill a mitzvah d'Oraisa. Because when you're in Chutz La'aretz, You can't fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. All you have is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Zecher. If, however, you have a mitzvah in the Mikdash, and the Mikdash is defined as Yerushalayim, and you have Kedushas Yerushalayim, because this is all the Rambam Shita. So someone that goes with the Rambam, for sure, is the Rambam. Milonu Gadol Mei Rambam. So if you have the Rambam Shita, l'chayri, there should be a mitzvah and a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim, simply to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalamina Medei Raisa. This is a major question. There's a lot to talk about this, and Yetz Hashem, this will be part 2.